Milwaukee County residents had plenty to say Wednesday night about new fees proposed for the 2017 budget. Those include paying to park along the lakefront and imposing a wheel tax. The ideas are in response to a $56 million gap the budget is facing. I'm Marty Michelson. People voiced concerns at a hearing at the Washington Park Senior Center. The meeting began with Budget Director Steve Kreklo explaining why the county faces a $56 million gap. He says the reasons include the growing cost of pensions and retiree health care and shortfalls in transit. Kreklo says state and federal aid for transit has dropped, along with a decrease in bus ridership. And he says the county's new Go Pass has contributed to the deficit. The program offers free transit rides to seniors.
And it's been a popular program. There have been a large number of people signing up for the Go Pass. It's also created a financial challenge for the county. Currently, passenger revenues are down $7 million for the 2016 fiscal year.
Kreklo then outlined proposed solutions to close the gap. Those include eliminating the Go Pass and raising bus fares by a quarter to $2.50 a ride. In addition, he unveiled possible new fees, such as charging people to park along Lincoln Memorial Drive and in several lakefront lots. Perhaps the most dramatic reveal was a proposal to impose vehicle registration fees for county residents, ranging from $20 to $60.
At $20 level, that would raise in 2017 $7.8 million that could be used to support Milwaukee County transportation infrastructure. And that would fund, for example, most of the cost of our bus replacements.
By the time the presentation was over, nearly 100 people had gathered. Usually at public hearings, each person with a concern or idea voices them at a microphone in the middle of the room. This time, county officials had everybody break into small discussion groups. I spoke with several people afterward. Linda Taylor says she doesn't want to pay to park along the lakefront.
No, because when it's time for you to do the fireworks, they won't have a problem from people parking on there and being on there. And then with people like me, disability, I'm going to get out and then barely walk down to one end and come back. I'm already going to pay $20 just to get down there. That's crazy.
Taylor says she's also concerned about the proposed boost in bus fares. Her husband, Jack, says he doesn't want to pay more to register his vehicle.
Yeah. It's too high right now. It's $95 to get your vehicle registered. And they talking about $20, maybe $30. Man, that's crazy.
Another unhappy person is Mike Brox. He says he frequently visits the lakefront.
I run at the lake and I enjoy it with my family and friends there. And I think that it's just some of the costs may be prohibitive. The people that can least afford it are the ones that are going to be charged.
Brock suggests cutting pension payments or merging some county departments with the city in order to plug the budget hole. County officials say they will compile the comments they received during the small group discussions and submit them to County Executive Chris Abley. He's expected to submit his formal budget proposal by October 1st. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.